Sean Blair.
You know what's making you fat is me bringing in limited edition Oreos.
That's true.
Mix 107.3.
There are certain things that are truisms about all of us. Things that are just, they just are.
Yes, Erica?
You know, I'm 5'8". That's just, that's me.
Right.
That's what I am, right? Mm-hmm. I wore an eye patch in middle school. That's... What's funny about that?
Jimmy brings that up to great consternation from the studio, but you brought it up. Okay.
Because it's true. It's just...
You wore an eye patch because your eyes were, you know, one was looking straight and one was looking a little right.
Well, yeah, I didn't wear it for fun, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying that let people know that
it almost sounded like you were making fun of
me. Well, no, I just didn't want people to think that Erica had a pirate fetish. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, I do, but you don't need to worry about it. There's another truism about me, and that is that I am allergic to my own tears. Now, this isn't a problem when I have a cry that I plan, but the unplanned cry can be a problem for me because I don't have my ice packs.
And you need ice packs?
Oh yeah, my face puffs up like bubble wrap.
What?
My whole face. Now,
are your? I guess your eyeballs themselves, the actual orbs, are not allergic, but your skin is allergic.
I think my orbs are too, because then it's itchy. My eyes are itchy, but my whole face becomes my nose becomes huge. My whole face. I mean, it's
red.
A to-do. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So when I know I'm gonna cry, I have a big bowl of ice water, and I just put
dunk.
Yeah. I keep it in as long as it.
I'm sure anybody's dated you and seen you do that. Think, oh wow, she's normal.
Oh yeah, don't cry in front of the new guy.
Yeah, no.
Oh gosh, the frozen peas come out.
You have cried in front of him already?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah.
You just started seeing him.
It was unexpected. What? I don't know.
How did this happen?
No.
It was out of joy, Jack. Anyway.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
It's like when you cross an onion and a donkey.
So I went to see my girlfriend yesterday, and 2 days ago. I cried to a song in the car. So that's an unexpected cry, right?
Unexpected cry.
So I got to her house, and I needed ice.
Oh, boy.
So I go right into her house explaining. I said, I know you don't know this. I'm a weirdo. I'm a freak. I am allergic to my own tears. And grabbed ice out of her.
Jimmy. What do you ding that for?
That was Blair. Go ahead.
So she picked up her phone and Googled allergic to your own tears. And it doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is one of a kind.
I'm a liar.
Erica.
Yeah.
I'm a liar.
No. None of us at any point ever.
I think somebody told me that. I think a dermatologist. She said, no, they didn't. She said, hang on, my sister-in-law is a dermatologist. And she called her. There's no such thing. And I've been telling people this story.
You have been telling people that forever.
I think simply when you cry, maybe your sinuses become infused.
Yeah.
I'm committed. That's all it is. It's an ugly cry. And I'm extremely committed to it.
So you've been lying to us?
Yes. I didn't know.
There's no allergy.
No.
No, and now I wonder about a lot of other things I say. Do I really have a depth perception problem? Or am I just clumsy?
You're just a crappy driver, that's all.
And clumsy.
And clumsy.
Jack, did you ever at one point believe that she was really allergic to her tears?
No.
I think she's crazy.
I just thought she swelled up. I thought she was a nice, she admitted, ugly crier.
Yeah.
You know, Erica is one of those. Great for an actress, though.
Really?
Well, her scream. You've heard her blood-curdling scream, haven't you?
Do it.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. Go in the other room. Let's see.
She's been hired just for the scream.
Yeah, I have.
Wow. Just for the scream.
She's a scream queen.
Because they're like, Barbara, could you really give us a little more of that blood-curdling? Because that didn't work.
Yeah.
She does her, Barbara, one more time for me, please.
One more.
Get Erica Hillary on the phone, please.
We need Erica.
Erica, first class, fly across the world, arrives in Singapore, gets out. They have a limo pick her up. They drive her to the set. She's got makeup. She's got hair. She's got craft services, catering. And she does this for literally 5 seconds. Okay, and that's a wrap. All right, get back in the car. Go back home.
Green queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Erica Hillary. Is that not? There you go.
That was good.
Was that good?
That was real good.
And that's first thing in the morning.
That's her warm-up.
That's why Erica's going to be asked to move from her building pretty soon, right, Jeff?
Of course, on her date the other night with the new guy, the people at Bethesda Row heard that about 10:30 p.m.
Mix 107.3 in the Jack.